Pick your favorite issue or cause in Pennsylvania: public education, services for the poor, tax breaks for businesses. Chances are there's going to be way less money for any of these. And that's because the state's public employee pension bill is growing exponentially. As Keystone Crossroads' Kevin McCory reports, while there's a lot of reasons why the pension bill has gotten so big, there's one party that can't be blamed: the workers.
If it seems like every year school districts need more and more money just to offer the same services, it's true, and rising pension costs are a big part of the reason. To keep up, school districts across the state have been making tough choices, either cutting programs or hiking property taxes. In Philadelphia, where the district budget has been cut to the bone and leaders lack taxing authority, there's only one thing to do each year: beg and plead for more money from the city and the state.
When you have these fixed mandated costs, it handcuffs you in your ability to meet the needs of students, because so much of your money is going towards a certain fixed cost item.
Matt Stansky is the chief financial officer of the Philadelphia School District. Like school budget wonks across the state, he's bracing for an upcoming massive pension payment spike. Just a few years ago, Pennsylvania school districts paid about 5.5% of employee salary to the pension fund. By 2019, that rate will peak at 32%.
If they continue to grow without the requisite revenue to help support it, the district will continue to be in the situation where we're asking for money year in and year out to provide basic services for students.
The state splits the employer pension contribution with school districts, picking up a little less than two-thirds of the cost. So by 2019, the state will need to spend $3.3 billion to meet its total pension obligation, double what it paid last year. So how did we get into this mess? You gotta go back to the late 1990s. The economy was booming, the state was running a surplus, and the public employee pension funds were flush with cash. The state runs two pension plans that share a parallel narrative. One plan is for teachers and school employees, called PEASERS. Another one is for state workers, called SERS. I know it's up. By the summer of 2001, state lawmakers, basking in the sunny glow of a bullish stock market, voted to boost pension benefits, bumping up the payout rate and cutting in half the amount of time it took to become eligible for a pension. While he was scheming, I was beaming in the beamer, just beaming. But then, the bottom fell out. The attacks of 9/11 came, the economy took a downturn, and surpluses were quickly drained. In 2003, Ed Rendell came into the governor's mansion with big plans to boost classroom education spending. And through his two terms in office, neither he nor the legislature made funding state pensions a priority. They made their quote-unquote required payments, but only by fiddling with the numbers. In reality, the state continually hasn't kicked in enough money to cover its growing debt. And here's the single biggest reason why the state's in the dire straits that it is now.
You can't operate a pension plan like the payments are optional.
Steve Herzenberg is the executive director of the Keystone Research Center, a progressive-minded Harrisburg think tank.
They're not, and so we acted like they were optional for 12 years, giving corporations tax cuts, funding education more generously.
Herzenberg is not surprised at all that pension costs are now rising dramatically.
So if you don't pay your credit card, at some point the bill comes due.
State lawmakers and Rendell believed, maybe wanted to believe, that the economy would rebound and a surge in the stock market would forgive their underfunding. To this day, state workers made their required contributions, which for teachers is about 7% of salary. By 2007, Rendell's bet seemed like it might just pay off. Things were booming again. That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you. Until
at one point the market fell as if down a well.
We're down by between 3 and 4.5% generally across these markets. Let's talk about the speed with which we are watching this market deteriorate.
So in 2010, Rendell and the legislature took a step to rectify the problem. The dog days are over. They passed a bill which, for new hires, undid the generosity of the 2001 pension boost and pushed up the retirement age. But many lawmakers, especially conservatives, say this change didn't go far enough. And through Governor Tom Corbett's tenure, there was a push to end the state pension system altogether, moving new teachers and state workers into 401k-style plans that don't guarantee a set retirement benefit. But even with Republican majorities in both the House and Senate, Corbett and proponents of that tack couldn't muster the votes, which leads us to the present moment.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all
a battle about is brewing in the Capitol.
No trouble. I'm all about that bass,
Top Senate Republicans are insisting on major pension changes before supporting any piece of Governor Wolf's budget proposals to more generously fund classrooms. GOP leaders want newly hired teachers and state workers to get 401ks and want to reduce benefits for current employees, the latter of which would likely spark a court battle. Wolf plans to defray some of the coming pension cost increases in a few relatively small ways, refinancing the debt, cutting management fees, and dedicating funding to pensions from modernizing state liquor stores. But when it gets down to it, Wolf says, as painful as it may be, the state just has to pay its bill.
Don't believe me, just watch.
For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Kevin McCord.
Don't believe me, just watch.